Miss Drake. Take your Bibles, if you would, tonight, and we are going to have the Lord's Supper, but we'll turn and read just a few things before we enter into it. 1 Corinthians chapter number 11, if you would, tonight. And just the Bible lays out some wonderful things and warns us, encourages us to examine ourselves when we take the Lord's Supper. And oftentimes when we think about the Lord's Supper, we are remembering the Lord Jesus Christ. But as I studied and prepared, I don't think I'd ever seen here in the chapter, as we're admonished to do some things, saw it in this light. And you have to understand a lot of the context of the chapter, you know, is dealing with men and women. It's dealing with prayer. It's how we present ourselves to God. And just before that, it's dealing with a woman's hair. Just before we begin into, before Paul enters into, again, it's a whole. It's a letter written to a church that had many different issues and many different problems. And most of those were doctrinal errors. And so Paul is trying to write under the inspiration of God and correct some things to try to help the church do things properly. And as a church, all the way down to individual church members, from the pastor all the way through, I think it's important for every one of us, as we are taught things by the Word of God, we ought to want to do it God's way. We ought to want to be, and that's for us, a lot of times when we do it God's way according to His Word, that means we're doing it according to His will. And we don't often think about it that way. We don't often follow that sensible reasoning. But having just performed a wedding not too long ago and then studying for the service tonight, I read through the scripture and just something jumped off the page that I never really connected with marriage. But when we're dealing with the church and the church is coming together to remember the Lord Jesus Christ, each of us individually think of Him as our personal Savior, do we not? When we're dealing with the Lord's Supper, we also have to boil it down to how we are, our relationship, or where we are personally. We have to examine ourselves, but collectively, it also gives instruction of how we do that as we come together. And it begins by talking about some divisions among the church. It talks about heresies. If there's divisions, there's also heresies among you. And those are not where I want to focus, but a lot of times, you know, even it really boils it down, and it's speaking about men and women and how we deal with each other in the chapter predating this. And then we get to verse 17. Look at verse 17, 1 Corinthians chapter 11. It says, "Now in this that I declare unto you, I praise you not, that ye come together not for the better, but for the worst. For first of all, when ye come together in the church, I hear that there be divisions among you, and I partly believe it. For there must be also heresies among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest among you. When ye come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper." Everything that is being said in these few verses about division, all those things are connected, and directly he's building to the Lord's Supper. He's giving instruction to the church that when the church comes together, we're supposed to come together in fellowship, not forsaking the fellowship, you know, or forsaking the gathering together of ourselves together. But as we do that, and again, so much the more as we see the day approaching, but for the Christian, the believer, that's not every time. You realize there are folks that every time they come together, they give the Lord's Supper. They come together, and again, most of those, the reason they take it every time they come together is because they think that's what saves them. And that is not true. That's far from the truth. No cracker and juice ever changed into the blood and the body of Jesus Christ. Even for us, and again, I'm not trying to knock any one group, but even if you understand the word that they use, they're saying hocus pocus. All right? They're trying to change something. And again, the long word for it is transubstantiation. And again, that's false. Tonight, these elements that we'll take represent something. They are not the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. You're not eating those things. Again, it doesn't make sense. That would make us cannibals. All right? And then that means we would only be saved, and the reason we'd have to take it every time because it would pass through. Amen. And Jesus didn't say he. Think about this, folks. As we go through this, I wonder. I don't want to get way off. I want you to see in verse 17 that the body of Christ is being dealt with in generality in the first several verses here, saying when we come together every time, it's not to eat the Lord's Supper. And so he gives us instruction that we don't do that every time we come together. But he also begins the terminology, and I never thought about this before, but he comes. Christ is the husbandman and the church is the bride of Christ. And so when he uses verse 17, think about the very wording, even for us. And I don't even know in Bible times whether they use the same wording as we did today. But look at verse 17 in that light. Now in this I declare unto you that I praise you not, that ye come together not for the better, but for the worst. I just led a couple not too long ago into saying for better or for worse. Do you know when we as church members, when we join the church and we come together, we don't often think about when we walk in those doors, oftentimes we come together to grow. We should come with the mentality that I'm going to leave better than I came. There's some things I may need to leave on the altar and grow in the Lord. There's some times that if we're not careful, when there's divisions, when there's heresies, we walk in the back door so we can be worse instead of being better. Can you imagine having a division among you, among the brethren, coming in the back door going, I'm going to get them today. Can you imagine having aught with your brother hoping, I hope they trip going up them steps. And if we're not careful, we'll get that divided as a people. We'll get so, even for the body of Christ. How about for us, when I come together in the church, I want Christ to be bettered. I want his church to grow because of what I've invested in his work. When we see all the things, so it's not just for us. When we say better for worse, we are saying it doesn't matter what comes. When we gather together, sometimes, thinking about it this way, there are good times. Man, when the money's good and the offerings are up and the right person's in office, gas is down, everything is right, and for the better. But we also ought to serve when the wrong person's in office, when gas is high and people can't believe we're still running buses. And we come together and our stability, our love for one another should be like the marriage relationship between us and Christ. It don't matter how gas gets. This is what God has for us to do. This is the purpose. This is the mission. This is what we're after. Doesn't matter how bad the world is. Doesn't matter how cold it is outside. Doesn't matter if it's raining. It doesn't matter better or for worse. I entered this relationship. And if you want to know what Christ got, it was worse. He left heaven and took my sins upon himself. And that would have been enough, but he took all our sins upon himself. He didn't get better. He got worse. I got the better. But oftentimes, just think about it. Even here, we see definitely everything we do for Christ, especially even in the Lord's Supper. Motives matter. How we came in the back door. And whether we were going to do it as a ritual or because of this, I'm going to examine myself tonight. And I'm going to be better because of that examination. I'm going to look at myself. Why am I looking at myself? Because Jesus deserves better. And even in the marriage relationship, folks, when we really look at each other and we think about, we evaluate ourselves, we examine ourselves. Am I the one wrong here? I shouldn't have said that. What do? When we said something wrong, we've done something wrong. We apologize. We examine in ourselves. And folks, I know that everybody in here that's married, if you're not married yet, you'll figure this out. And the rapture may happen. God may deliver you from having a marriage. Anyway, so, but every one of us in the marriage relationship realize that when we're married, we're not always right, even though we may claim to be. And there's times that the spouse realizes there we each one have faults. And listen, in our relationship with Jesus Christ, the fault always lies with me. The fault always lies with you. It isn't a picture of our marital relationship on earth. Perfect. Christ is always right. And if anybody is, if there's distance in my relationship, it's always me that got distant. He never left. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if there's going to be people coming back, we're going to come back to him, not him coming to us. And so as we focus on it tonight, I want you to see in verse 23, it says, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as oft as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come." In a marriage relationship, especially at Christmas time, it's a time you remember so many things. If you're someone here that has been widowed, or your loved one has gone on to heaven that you married and spent time with, every event that you spent year after year after year with them would bring a remembrance of them. It would recall things to your remembrance. And even for us, this is another time of the year, but every time that we come together for the Lord's Supper, it ought to be a time for us to remember, to dial back in our mind. It's a time when we use the term examining oneself, it's taking inventory. Am I as close to God as I once was? Have I been walking with him like I used to? Is there something that I've allowed to come into my service or into my relationship with him? It ought to be a time that we remember and realize, you know, I don't know where you are tonight. I just know this. For every one of us ought to realize, you know, there, am I as serious about the things of God as I was the last time I took the Lord's Supper? Is my love as strong as it was the last time I took the Lord's Supper? Not for each other, just brotherly love. That ought to be a measure of it as well. But for the Lord Jesus Christ. Sometimes we're like that church, you know. The seven churches of Asia, every one of them, except for Philadelphia, had rebuke. And one of them, the very first one, was, I left my first love. And if that can happen to a working church, if that can happen to the Landmark Baptist Church, that can happen to believers, and because the church is made up of believers. And in this place, well, tonight, measuring ourselves, well, how do I measure myself? Why do I do that, preacher? Why am I examining myself? Because the Bible says so. Look at what it says here in verse number 29. "For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord." Look at that. "That we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when ye come together to eat, tarry one for another." It gives us direction on how we ought to. And even tonight, we'll do that. As you receive the elements, we want you to wait. This is something we don't take. We take as one body, as the bride of Christ. Together we take. But again, individually, we examine ourselves. The whole disorder that he begins with is people bring their own food and they just eat on the church grounds, and they're all, one's eating one thing and one's eating another. Tonight, the crackers will be all the same, within a couple millimeters of each other. The juice cups will be filled almost to the exact same amount, and we'll all wait for each other, and we'll do it because we're one body in Christ. We're one body of believers in this place, and we do that together. And you say, well, preacher, why we do that? Well, first of all, also, the Bible used this warning of doing it unworthily. Unworthily, what do you mean? I mean, you got division against your brother. You're holding aught against him. That's something you need to get right. If you have something between you and Christ, or even something between you and someone else in the body, then that's cause for you. Now, listen, you say, well, I don't want anybody to look at me. I would rather refuse the elements tonight and make it right. We'll have an opportunity for you to come to the altar and to make it right, to talk to the Lord tonight. But if you don't have time to go to your brother or sister and get it right, the Bible says if you take it unworthily, it says that some are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Sleep in the Bible is a term for the believer. It means they passed away. it gives us a terminology here that if we would judge ourselves or judge rightly whether we should or should not take it because we haven't had time to get it right, we need to judge that ourselves or else we will be judged. The Bible uses that terminology, judge. What do you mean? I thought my sins were under the blood. They are. But every good father chastises his children. What's going to happen? There's correction. And if there's correction and correction and correction, finally that has to level up, doesn't it, in the home? And it's no different inside the body of Christ. Weak, sickly, and some sleep. You say, well, preacher, I just, folks, there's a lot of us that, oh, I don't believe that. Well, you can believe in a supernatural salvation, that God could send his son to earth, die on Calvary, and pay for your sin debt, and you could go to heaven, but that same God can't make you sick. That same God can't weaken the body to try to draw you into himself, to wake you up so that you would come back to him and your relationship with him. Folks, that's a small thing with God. And there are some believers for something as simple as this. And it reminds me that the Lord's Supper is something serious and really all not that simple. Because sometimes we just get old hat and make it a simple thing, but this is serious. We're remembering the Lord's Christ. And if we eat and drink unworthily, he says, some people even have gotten to the place where they sleep. That means God took them home because they didn't listen to the chastisement. If you're here tonight and hearing the verses before we take the Lord's Supper, I'm going to ask the musicians to come. I'm going to ask folks to stand to their feet and bow their head. We're going to have a short time of invitation, but tonight the invitation is for you if you're here and you just need to spend time with the Lord and make sure that your motives are right and your relationships are right and that you've got a short account with God. There's nobody judging here. This is us examining ourselves and making sure that we have a close walk with him before we take the Lord's Supper tonight. As they play, you come tonight while heads are bowed and eyes are closed.
All to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him. In his presence daily live. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender. I surrender humbly at his feet. I bow, worldly pleasures all forsaken. Take me, Jesus, take me now. I surrender.
Did whatever God asked you to do tonight. We'll let you be seated, and I'll ask the men to come that are going to help us serve the Lord's Supper, and we'll start right from the floor here. This microphone. Amen. Thank you, my brother. If you'll take your Bibles and turn on to Matthew 26 tonight, we'll read the portion of scripture here in Matthew 26 and verse 26. And before we read about the body and the blood, I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to be seated for a moment and ask the men to uncover the elements tonight. Let's pray together. Dear Lord, we come to you tonight, and Lord, we pray that everyone has examined themselves in the building. Lord, I hope that these saved believers, body of Christ, that are in the building tonight, that they, Lord, seriously have just focused on their relationship with you, that they thought about the brothers and sisters in Christ, and Lord, where they are tonight. I pray that as we receive this, Lord, that you'd help us to do it in remembrance of you, that we'd be thinking about you, and on this day when we recognize and, Lord, we celebrate your coming, Lord, we also, tonight, we remember what you came for. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Seated. Matthew 26:26, the body of Christ here. It says, and as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it, and he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take ye, eat. This is my body. Now tonight the men will take and give a small piece of bread that's already been broken, and it will represent the body of Jesus Christ. And I ask Brother Vic to come now and then pray over the body before we receive it.
Lord Jesus, we thank you tonight for the opportunity, the privilege we have of being in this place in this special service. And Lord, this is a special day that's recognized around the world of your birth, that we're here tonight, Lord, to commemorate your death, burial, and resurrection. And Lord, we would ask your blessings on this bread representing your broken and bruised body. And Lord, as we partake, may we be reminded once again of the ultimate sacrifice that you paid at Calvary. Lord, we ask that you might be glorified and, Lord, you might be honored in everything that's said and done tonight. We pray all these things now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Matthew 26 and verse 27. The Bible says, "And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." And again tonight, before we receive that element that represents the blood of Jesus Christ, we'll ask Brother Randy Smith to come and pray over it tonight.
Dear Lord, we thank you for redeeming us through your blood to receive eternal life. We ask you to bless this juice we are about to take in remembrance of you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
you continue to look in your Bibles in Matthew 26, after that night and they had observed the Lord's Supper, he says in verse 30, "And when they had sang a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives together." It was the last time the disciples were with the Lord Jesus until after his resurrection. Let's stand together tonight. Although we observe the Lord's Supper, I'm going to get my tongue out there in a minute. But, you know, as we do that, we do it in remembrance, but we remember that he's not dead. He's risen again. He sits on the right hand of the throne, and we wait for his return. And so we'll sing tonight. Brother Bert.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. We'll sing the first and last verses.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun.
Amen. We're going to close out tonight in prayer. I ask Brother Mike Willis to come and pray for us.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this place. We may come and worship you. We thank you, dear Lord, that we were able to worship you on the day that we represent for your birth, and we're able to have the Lord's Supper tonight where we celebrate your death and resurrection. We ask, Lord, that you be with those that are on the prayer list, and we watch over us this coming week, and bless. Thank you for your blessings. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.